This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Yes, indeed. This half hour being brought to you by NIL Game Changers, the ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities. Whether you're an athlete, a business, NIL Game Changers makes the big difference. Start your journey today at NILGameChangers.org. Penn State women's soccer team last night ranked fourth in the nation, took on eighth-ranked Texas Tech. Repeating, took on eighth-ranked Texas Tech last night. Beat them 4-0. 4-0. Just completely dominated. All 90 minutes. Great win for them as the fall season is now officially underway. And, of course, football will be 2 weeks from tomorrow at West Virginia. And as for the college football season itself, it's a week from tomorrow, week zero. And really the one that everybody's looking at is Georgia Tech and Florida State, and that is in Ireland. I explained yesterday about if you're the home team, designated the home team, it's a pain in the neck getting all the stuff over there. You don't just show up and look, they've got yard markers and goal, but no, in Ireland they don't. And how about, as I mentioned at the end of the show yesterday, Penn State men's ice hockey team will play Notre Dame at Wrigley Field. I love it. First time Penn State's ever played an outdoor game. And they get to do it at Wrigley Field in Chicago.
Are they on?
Really cool.
I was going to say, has the Penn State baseball team ever got to play at Wrigley Field?
No.
That's a little odd. The hockey team gets on there before the baseball team.
Well, it's part of a quadruple doubleheader. I'm sorry, a quadruple header, a doubleheader on the third, and a doubleheader on the fourth. So you're going to play four games there. Ooh. I believe they're all on BTN. Now, one's a women's hockey game between Ohio State and Michigan. The other three are men's hockey games. But that is just a great showcase. And BTN's going to have it when they play in the third. Now, what time in the third? They haven't said. They just announced what the doubleheader was on the third. That's a Friday. And I think that is... I think that's such a cool thing.
Is that a Big Ten thing, or is that something the Cubs wanted to do?
It's the Big Ten put it together in conjunction with the Cubs. Yeah, so the Big Ten's the one that put it together in conjunction with the Cubs, because the Cubs want to have it. What a setting. You go out there and it's Wrigley Field. Wow. And outdoor hockey. Now, you have to get lucky with it. And I remember the first time I can remember, well, there was one game that I think it was up in Edmonton, and everybody, you can see the breath all over the place. But in Buffalo, the Sabres played the Penguins, and Sidney Crosby scored late, and the Penguins won it, and he scored it while it was snowing. Now, that's cool. Little snow swirling around. Now you feel like you're out on the pond. And that's really cool. So, yeah. Outdoor hockey. See, when I was a kid, I played a few times in rinks, but for the most of the time when I played hockey when I was younger, it was always out in the pond. Even in college, I'd go out the pond. Which, of course, would be typical of me. I would be under the category of pool, pond. Pond would be good for you. The line from Caddyshack from Chevy Chase. Pool, pond, pond would be good for you.
Do you remember they tried to play have an outdoor hockey team at Bowman Field?
Oh, they did. Yeah, you're right about that.
Like 10 or 12 years ago, I don't think it lasted more than a month.
It was another one of those crazy city ventures that the city tried to put together that just
did not work.
They're really good at a lot of things that don't work. Because they tried a lot of things up there. None of them really have worked. Crazy. Just crazy. Oh, well. Yeah, I'll be up there next week. Now, this weekend, the Yankees and the Tigers play. Now, that's worked. But that's a Major League Baseball deal. But as I pointed out to you, I'm trying to think. I think it was yesterday. I don't understand certain things that they do up there with that. I completely understand the clubhouses, which are temporary. Tents, airflow, things like that. They take up parts of the parking lot. That I've got. I totally get that. I don't understand why they don't leave up the batter's eye all year. And I don't understand why they don't leave up that video board all year. You're going to keep coming back over and over again. When you finally decide to not come back, then tear it down. I don't. I mean, every year I go there and I watch them construct this thing. Why? It should already be up.
It's the relationship is weird because for the longest time they weren't allowed to use Bowman Field. Like District 4 wasn't allowed to use Bowman Field at all for districts. Right. Because of that game, in you know, they weren't allowed to use the field in May because of a game in August. So I wonder if they're scared something's going to happen to it if it sits up there unused, because I don't think they'll let them use it.
Yeah, and when it comes to the field, I've told you the story about like walking out in the field to get a ball that was loose. You know, they yelled at me like, "You can't walk on the field." I'm like, "You got 18 guys out there right now in cleats. What, my loafers are gonna?" You got to be kidding me. I mean, there's a level of stupidity to it that you just sit there and go, "You guys make no sense." And I know Major League Baseball puts the field in. I understand it's their baby, but you can't let 18 guys a night run around the field in cleats. And then tell some kids in May they can't play there. Like, really? You can't play there?
It would, and in their defense, at least the last two or three years they've been able to play there, because they even took they do a Loyal Sock Montoursville South and Williamsport always do a tournament every year called the Backyard Brawl, right. And they had to take that out of Bowman Field for a while too.
Yeah. Well, now, I'll tell you what I would understand, that it'd sit back and go, "Hey, wait a minute, let's hold on here," and that would be playing football on it.
You know what? I don't think they've ever done that.
I'm saying, though, yeah. I would, at that point, say, no, don't do it, because you see what happened. You know, I saw what happened at Yankee Stadium, because they played the city championships there. And Penn State then playing the Pinstripe Bowl there. Well, that field, you know, grass, you know, there's a certain point grass stops growing. Okay? And because of that, you got to be careful about it. That's why you look at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's field, Akershire Stadium, ends up being used for the WPIL along with Pitt. That field's a mess at the end of the year. Oh, because, again, it gets to a certain point, grass can't grow.
I was going to say they played the championships one weekend, and then the Steelers had that Monday night game, and it rained like Sunday into Monday, and it was that mud pit. I'll never forget that game. It's against like Jacksonville or somebody.
Yeah. Right. And see, and that's the issue with, for example, and that's what I would then put my foot down about that, saying, hey, guys, no. Okay? No. When it comes to playing football on it on that field, because Major League Baseball put it in. If I'm Major League Baseball, I wouldn't allow it. And they don't. I mean, but nor should they. You know? And I think that's, you know, that's an important distinction. Because, again, I've been around fields where, like, okay, field wrecked because we played four football games at a time of the year where grass doesn't grow. No, but you can't fix it.
It is amazing. I mean, you don't really run into that around here anymore because everybody's turf now. I think off the top of my head, Mifflinburg, of the schools we cover, Mifflinburg and Lime Mountain right now are the only schools that have grass football fields.
Yeah. Who are the ones that have grass?
Mifflinburg, because their field's right in the middle of town. There's not a lot of room to do remodels. They're trying to work on that. And Lime Mountain does not have turf either.
And the reason behind Lime Mountain, other than that's what they want?
I think that's what they're a little rural. It's a little, probably a little expensive. They're a real small school. That and they kind of play in a pit. You walk down into it, it's kind of cool. I think they don't want to ruin that either.
Look, all you have to do is just get some seed and a lawnmower, you're good.
Yeah. Well, they're not big. They don't even have a track team, so they don't even really have a track around their field or anything, so.
No, okay. Okay. Yeah. In the first scrimmages of this weekend, are you going to go to a scrimmage this weekend?
No, my wife is working, and so I might talk the daughter into going to one, but most of the ones I would go to, the local ones, are away, so.
Oh, okay.
I'm not. Right. Yeah, I'm not a big scrimmage guy. I'm not a big scrimmage or preseason.
I didn't know. In other words, I didn't know if you had to cover one because the paper needed you to. I know you're on vacation this week.
It's one of those things that I'd rather call and let the coaches talk to me about scrimmages. The way high schools do them, it's 13 play. A lot of times, it's 13 or 14 plays of first team, and then the JVs go for a while, and it's. For other than the players, and if you're watching as a parent, it's kind of boring.
Okay, so now here's the next part. Okay, opening week, where are you assigned?
I am doing Juniata and Selins Grove on Friday night, and then I am riding down to Wyomissing for Southern and Wyomissing on Saturday afternoon.
So you get two of them?
Yes.
Interesting. And next Thursday, by the way, we will have... our high school football roundtable, our announcers that we have on every Thursday.
I was going to say, this will be my first one. I wasn't here for... I started after the high school football roundtables were over.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
My first... One of the first days I did it, I was supposed to call Zach for Selins Grove and Aliquippa, and I totally biffed the phone. We couldn't get him on the line.
Oh.
It was like the first day I was supposed to call somebody.
Oh. Wow. and it, as usual, I freaked out.
The whipping after the show was a little much, but other than that, you handled it well.
All the yelling and screaming?
Yeah.
Drives you nuts, doesn't it?
Thoroughly.
Oh, God. Hey, you know what? If you can't have fun with the people that you work with, you know, to me that's really important. right. Things, and when you're doing shows, things happen. It doesn't really, I mean, things happen. And that's why I don't think it's a big deal when it's like, okay.
We'll talk about something else.
Yeah. Something else we can get into, no problem. Yeah. And go from there. Yeah. So. Oh, cool. All right. So, yeah. Well, this half hour being brought to you by our great friends at NIL Game Changers, your one stop for name, image, and likeness opportunities for both businesses and athletes. Start your journey today at NILGameChangers.org here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
All right, great to have you with us on this Friday. Yeah, I don't know if we have the king today or not, do we? Guess we have to find out when we find out, huh?
It's a lottery.
That's the name of the game with this show. You should have seen when you were out. There was one point the suit was lurking in the background. Right? Now, there are certain people, like you put into a certain category in life, being a lurker, he's really good.
Oh, I've told him numerous times I'm getting him a bell. I'm the only one back here a lot of the time, and he'll come in and all of a sudden he's there. And then I jump.
Yeah. Believe me. He does have that ability to make everybody jump. Like, what are we doing here? And then, like, he doesn't help. No. It's like you're just lurking. What are you doing? Come on. Yeah. That's our guy. And, of course, he'll have Shikalimi in the opener. Who does Shikalimi have in the opener anyway?
They host Milton. That'll be Matt's
opener. Oh, that's right. That's a Milton. That's right. It's Milton, right? Yeah.
It's Matt's opener, too. That'll be Kevin, and Kevin will have it on WKOK and YouTube, and McEntrell will have it on SEC TV 8.
Well, the pivotal guy actually will be Dave Ritchie. All right, so just kidding.
That's both those crews, the color commentators are the talent. The Chief and Charlie Fisher.
Yeah, you got that right. It's the same thing on the Penn State Football Network. We had Jack Ham.
Yeah.
All right, let's be honest. All right. He just have to point me toward the field and I talk. He does everything else. You think I'm kidding?
No.
Nope, not nope. Kidding. No, not kidding at all. So... here it is, one last weekend without football. And we're all just kind of waiting for it. Just waiting for it. So,
I I said this a couple times this week. I said it to my daughter today. I still can't believe the summer's almost over at this point. It just seems like I was running out of here to go cover one of the last baseball games in June.
Yeah. You know, we do get through the summer. Now for me, it's a little different because I have the Spikes baseball. And so it's been active, go, almost all summer. Every once in a while, they'll go on a six-game road trip that I don't have to do. But, like, for example, I did a game last night, and I've got 12 more games in this stretch over the next 14 days.
Like you say, though, I can think of worse things to have to do 12 times in the next 14 days.
No. As you know, I'm not even remotely complaining. I'm just saying, like, I know football season's coming up, but in other words, my point has been that that I don't have dead time. That's the point.
Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right. Good news. The King is on the line. This half hour brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Start stocking up for the season now. Imports, domestics, microbrews. Best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. Roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills. Indeed, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet. Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, the King.
What up?
What's going on? So the first thing somebody wanted to know from you.
Yep.
Had to do with Big Brother and where everything stands right now.
Well, what's his name? I'm bad with names. I was shocked that the girl won the AI last night. Not shocked, but good for her because I want her to win, but she probably won't. That's Mackenzie. This one guy keeps winning everything, and God darn it all. Forgot his name. Turner. That's not Turner. It's whatever. Whoever's watching Big Brother knows what I'm talking about. He's winning everything, and I don't like the guy. He's obnoxious, so I get tired of him already. It's a good cast. I like Quinn. I think Quinn, he's a snake, but he's playing the game hard. And him and the other guy can't stand each other. So it's good. It's a good show. So, but it's a good cast. So, and yeah. The Penn State guy, he keeps staying in the background. Cam stays in the background, so he is still lurking there, and he doesn't really engage like I thought he would engage, and he's very physical, and I don't know at what point he's going to turn up the heat. So,
yeah, that's not his personality. His personality,
yeah.
I'm saying his personality is he doesn't engage. It's just the way.
Yeah, well, he is on Big Brother.
I understand. I'm just
some point. They're all living together they've been there for 26 days now, I think, something like that. That you're 24/7 at some, and he's hard to miss. So, it's a good cast. He was trying to have a little showmance, but that kind of didn't work out too good. He's a good-looking guy, but he's a good guy. But
I like him. I've always liked him.
That's where the show, to me, this time is a little bit like, it's really been about one group, and then there's another group that just lays back. There's one girl, Leah, that you thought would be really active in the show, and she's kind of pulled back. So it's a different type of cast. It's good. It's not... except this one guy keeps winning every competition, and that's never good. They got to get him out of there, but he's hard to get out because he wins all the time. So, and he just won head of household, and he won the power of veto, and he won The thing I don't like about the show, and then we can move on to something else, is they've gone to the AI stuff, and I don't like that stuff. So it's kind of, they have a make-believe person there and, whatever. But all good. But there is the one dominant guy winning everything, and if he's a smart player, he'll pull back a little bit. He is the number one target for everybody. And when you win the head of household in Big Brother, you can't compete for it the next week, which leaves you vulnerable. But they have two ways of getting off the block now, not just one. They need to eliminate this AI thing and go back to old school Big Brother. So, okay, that's all.
Yeah, because I mean, I know that there are times where we think the suit is AI because he is hard to believe.
Everything's AI today. It bothers me. For whatever reason, I'm drawing a block on that guy's name, but yeah. I'll find it.
It's all good. All good. And. Your guy Aaron Judge, 300 home runs before he's had 1,000 hits.
The guy he is. Did you see him with Caitlin Clark?
No, I didn't.
Caitlin Clark comes up to like his belt buckle. he is one huge dude.
Well, she's six feet tall. Yeah, he's 6'8". She's 6 feet tall.
Yeah, I know it. But very seldom do you see Caitlin Clark look tiny.
Yeah.
She's a Yankee fan. That's a good thing.
Well, the bottom line is this. I mean, it's nice what he does in the regular season, but at some point he is going to have to produce in the postseason because he has not. And we were talking about this earlier about Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson has been a phenomenal regular season quarterback, but in the postseason he has been spinning his wheels, and Judge is very much like that as well. And let's face it, you're not facing the White Sox staff in the postseason. You're actually facing the fourth starter of a team that won a lot of games. And that makes a big difference.
He's got protection in the lineup, too. So he doesn't have any excuses. Lamar Jackson, you could make an excuse for that. Somebody dropped the ball, or somebody fumbled or missed an assignment. Their Judge is protected. He's got a good lineup. Tucker's the guy's name that I was talking about on Big Brother, Tucker. So
I think the Yankee lineup is a good lineup. It's not a great lineup. Juan Soto's a great player.
Yeah.
But they have a good lineup, not a great lineup. And you could see because Stanton doesn't provide him any protections. He's just not consistent enough.
No, he's not the Stanton that I thought he'd be. There's no real – who would you call the most dominant team in the major leagues right now?
I think on day one it's been the Dodgers, and I think through all the injuries, the Dodgers have still been the best team. I mean, I know the Phillies, but the Phillies have slumped of late. Now, maybe they've won a couple now here lately. The Phillies
all had their slumps,
Every
team seems streaky, they won 8 in a row, and then they lose 5 in a row, Yankees have been good for that. The Red Sox are Red Sox are what their record says they are. They're a 500 team. So.
Oh, I mean, look, the Red Sox are better than I thought they would be. It proves, because there's only so many moves you can make, there's a good reason why Cora got an extension through 2027.
The guy can manage.
The guy can manage. I mean, just he can manage, and it shows. And it makes
he's getting no help from the front office.
No,
they need somebody to protect Devers in the lineup.
No doubt.
And you will get so much more out of him if he was protected. Yeah. And, you know, say what you want about Big Poppy. He always had protection, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You had
no
to
question.
Pitch to him. They don't have to pitch to Devers. They can pitch around him.
Yeah.
I mean, the thought process, I'm sure, was going to be Casas, and you can't help when a guy's lost for most of the injury
hurt.
Like
he's
that.
Gone all year, but they could have gone for, what's his name?
They should have made a move.
Junior, from Toronto.
Oh, Vladimir Guerrero Jr.?
Yeah. I'd have gone for him. I'd have thrown everything at him to get him over there. That's all they need to get him over the hump and another pitcher. I mean, Paxton got hurt, so.
Yeah, well,
that
see,
hasn't
that's.
Really worked out. But.
See, but that Paxton thing shows something. This is a general baseball comment here, not a specific Red Sox, but they'll be the example. I can't stand bullpen days in baseball. It's a bullpen day. It's a bullpen day. Call up a starter from Worcester and have him go out there and see how far he can go. Don't do a bullpen day.
100%. No.
That was on Saturday they did that. Okay. Yeah. Well, then Sunday, Paxton got hurt on the third hitter of the game. Oh, there's nobody left in the bullpen. You used them all yesterday in your bullpen day. I mean, come on. It's this kind of... I mean, that's why analytics become so infantile. I just after a while, you know, and most people who are deeply into analytics are bullies. Well, guess what? Other people can be bullies too. And guess what? Okay, a lot of your stuff is good, and a lot of your stuff is stupid. Okay, we're done. They think it's the only way to win. Wrong.
Well, I remember talking to a kid. He was a kid at the time, and he was in his second year as head of analytics for the New York Jets.
Yeah.
And boy, he had all of Tom Brady's stats. I sat talked with him for an hour. He said Brady's a phony. And he said, here's his stats, and the analytics show it. He's just a dump and dish. He's phony. And the same year, who was the one, the kid they brought up from USC, the quarterback?
Matt Castle?
No, the Jets.
Oh, Mark Sanchez.
No, after him. This recent, he's going to be the quarterback for the Vikings.
Oh, okay, Sam Darnold, sure.
Yeah, Sam Darnold. He's showing me all Sam Darnold's stats. He said Sam Darnold will top anything that Tom Brady will ever do. He is twice the quarterback, and he's got all the stats. He goes, here it is right here. He throws down. I'm looking at him like, Tom Brady's got 5 Super Bowl rings. What are you talking about, you know?
Exactly.
Sam Darnold's never thrown a ball in the NFL. And that year... the Patriots won the Super Bowl again. And I'm like, God, I want to talk to him. You know, it's like your statistics are just numbers on a piece of paper.
Yep,
you have to actually go out on the field and play the game, you know.
The worst words that analytics people hate, okay?
Yep.
Feel and common sense. They can't stand those words. That guy has a great feel for the game. That little innate thing that a guy that knows how to play the game has an understanding of what to do, but statistically you can't put it. It's like the wind. You can feel it, but you can't see it.
Yeah. If you're a defense for the Patriots, well, Tom Brady, he couldn't run, he couldn't do this. But you knew if you were playing defense for the Patriots, if you got him the ball back, he'd get it in the end zone.
Yeah.
So you played harder. The defense plays harder. Because Tom Brady had those, and I'm not going to go on with Tom Brady, that they talked about it last night with the Patriots, with their rookie quarterback. He went out and he had four series, and he played well. And when he played well, the defense started sacking the quarterback. Like, get him the ball back. Let's see what he can do. You know, it's... There's more to it than just throwing the ball and how many yards you get and how many it's can you win the game? And doesn't matter how you win it. Brady never cared about his stats. He just wanted to win.
Right.
And he made everybody on the field better, period. He made everybody better. That's why they won.
There's a multitude of ways to win. One of them is analytics. To people in analytics, it's the only way to win. Okay,
analytics is important, you know, to look at, but it's just a maybe 30%, 20%. After that, you got to go on the field and perform. You know, watch the Olympics. The people who won some of these sprints was just they dug down deep, really deep, and. Like one guy said, I didn't know I could do that. You know, he won a gold medal. That's not a stat on a piece of paper. That's his heart, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, because the other day the suit said, I didn't know I could do that, and all of us looked at him and said, you didn't. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Sun, ride with the sun. Sunbury Motors. Sunbury Motors in the North Forest Street Auto Plaza is where you want to be in August for massive savings on new Fords. Pick from 39 of the fuel-efficient 2024 Ford Escapes with discounts up to $4,600. And Sunbury Motors has them priced at the lowest price ever offered, just $27,995. Choose from 19 of the iconic 2024 Ford Bronco Sports. And SMC has them slashed up to $6,100. And they start from just $27,995. From 26 of the number one selling SUV of all time, the 2024 Ford Explorer, with savings up to $6,300, plus get 0% financing and priced from only $41,565. SMC has 37 2024 Ford F-150s with discounts up to $13,000, and they start from just $47,859. Sunbury Motors is a fourth generation Ford dealer, proudly owned by the Mertz family since 1915.
You want a unique way to display your brand. You need a team of seasoned experts to work with. You want to reach customers who buy. You want NIL Game Changers, a versatile consulting agency powered by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents. NIL Game Changers will help you build powerful relationships with customers through compelling stories, with student athlete influencers as your leading edge. Finally, we'll equip you with the right media to drive your success home. NILGameChangers.org, building meaningful relationships with your customers.
Yeah, great to have you with us on the show today.
Talked to your buddy. I didn't talk to him. Heard your buddy the other day on the radio, Bill O'Brien.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I'm very, very happy to be coaching at Boston College. So.
Well, I mean, look, Colleen, and he didn't have to move. And the hospital situation is great for Jack. And, you know, that worked out really well because he was going to be the offensive coordinator at Ohio State until Jeff Hafley ended up taking the defensive coordinator job with the Green Bay Packers. I mean, a guy that leaves a head coaching job to do that.
Who's Ohio State's quarterback this year?
It's going to be Will Howard. He'll be the starter, the transfer from Kansas State.
Okay, so answer this, because you're an expert.
How
on earth are they ranked number two in the country when they don't have a quarterback who's ever taken a snap?
Well, he was at
Iowa.
He was at Kansas State. He started at Kansas State.
Oh, Kansas State. Okay.
Yeah.
Still, he hasn't played in the Big Ten. I don't get these rankings and ratings, and I don't even know how good they're going to be.
That's because
I mean they ended so disappointing last year. So yeah. I don't. I mean, well, everybody wanted the coach fired, so.
Well, this is the bottom line. We refer to it as, I always refer to it as the talking season.
Yeah.
And somebody brought up to me on one of my speaking deals that Penn State basketball was predicted to finish 18th by this writer out of 18 in the Big Ten. And what did I think of that? And I gave him a two-word answer. I said, who cares?
Yeah.
I said, who cares? I mean, I said, I could care less what he thinks. I said, let's just play games and see how it turns out. I said, I could care less what somebody's opinion is of a team that they haven't seen.
Mm.
It's gotten to that point with me that a lot of stuff I hear or read, I don't care. I kind of wait for...
Let it play out.
Let it play out and see it for myself with my own eyes.
Yeah. So. Well, we'll let it play out on Big Brother and see if Tucker keeps his streak going here. So Tucker wins everything. So.
That darn Tucker, disgusting individual.
Well, he's from Boston, so he's a Massachusetts guy. So
yeah,
he's good at the game. I'll tell you that. So
yeah, there you go.
And Samantha Ponder got fired. Holy crap!
That was surprising to me.
I like her. She's good. That was my favorite football show.
Yeah, I don't watch any of that stuff, but I know she's very, very good.
She's very good. Well, she'll get a job.
All have right, a great weekend. Ya. Hey, have a great weekend. Todd, you have a great weekend.
You too, bye, sir. Bye.